In Northwest news from KPLU, with the hype almost over, the Seahawks say they're ready to take on the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl on Sunday. Sports commentator Art Thiel talked with KPLU's Kristen Kendrick from the site of Super Bowl 49 in Glendale, Arizona.
Well, Art, we are approaching the game itself, so now we can put other distractions aside and just focus on what will happen on the field Sunday.
You know, I'm so eager for this to get here. Let's get this thing going. Deflategate is behind us, or at least has been pushed to the side, because the investigator in charge said it's going to be weeks before a resolution is going to happen. And that means that interviews and other things are going to take place that won't impact the participation of anybody in the Patriots organization. So this is going to go ahead without that. We're behind the Marshawn Lynch interview brouhahas. He did his third and final one on Thursday, and that will be it.
Well, he did have some things to say Thursday. Let's take a listen.
It don't matter what y'all think, what y'all say about me, because when I go home at night, the same people that I look in the face, my family, that I love, that's all I really, that matter to me.
So that's done.
We don't have to worry about Marshawn talking or not talking. And hey, it's even a nice weekend in the weather forecast. If you remember a year ago in New York, they had a deep freeze prior to the game. They had a snowstorm after the game, but they lucked into a 49-degree day at kickoff in New York. It's supposed to be in the 60s here Sunday. So we've got no excuses. We've got no controversies. The game, in fact, will be played.
And we do have a bit of a sunny forecast regarding the health of Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman. That had been a concern for the team and for fans.
Right. Both players were injured in the NFC Championship game over Green Bay. And the Thomas had a separated shoulder. Richard had a hyperextended elbow. I think there were some torn ligaments there. But both practiced during the week. They both seemed healthy. And I don't think they're ever going to be 100% for this game. But I do think they're going to be efficient. And I think they're going to be able to do most of what they need to do. I'm sure Tom Brady is aware of their health situation. But, hey, even he has a cold. So nobody goes in perfect like this. The one thing that is kind of remarkable is that Pete Carroll reported that all 53 players are healthy enough to practice during the week, which is remarkable. If no one gets hurt between now and Sunday, the Seahawks will be as healthy as they've been at any time during the season.
Well, let's take a look at the matchup on Sunday. How are the two teams comparing?
Well, I think there's one statistic that leaps out to me about the difference between the teams, and that's an historic reflection on the Super Bowl. 10 times in the Super Bowl's 48 years, the team with the number one rated defense in the regular season has been in the game, and they've lost only once. And that was in 1982 when a labor stoppage reduced the season to 9 games. That tells you something about how important defense is in the Super Bowl. And we saw it last year with the Seahawks against Denver. They came in with the number one defense against the number one offense and clobbered them 43-8. I see the same sort of pattern prevailing. I don't think the margin is going to be as great, but I do see the Seahawks controlling the game, maybe not at the start, because they often don't do that at the start, but I do see them being able to corral tight end Rob Gronkowski and be able to stymie quarterback Tom Brady. I think it's going to be Super Bowl number 2 for the Seahawks, about 26-21.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.